Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. I'm Chad LaChance, and I've been filling in for Terry for the last couple hours. And as our show winds down, I wanted to reserve a little bit of time to talk about some of the things that is very, very, important to me in my career right now at this time of the year. So I am the host of Fishful Thinker Television. And we travel around and fish all over the place. I'm also a fishing guide, so I spend a lot of time in the boat doing that. And I just happen to like to fish in general. So we've been talking so much during this show about preparation, spring preparation, things like that, things getting started. But really, for me, this time of year, I think the universal truth that happens every year is when I'm not in the field at this time of year is when I'm doing all of my preparation for spring fishing here in Colorado. So you heard earlier in the show that Nate's out catching walleyes in open water. That's an opportunity for us. The season, my point being, is the season's going to come up quicker than we think. And invariably, I get people that are like, oh, it's finally warm, and they're just starting to get their gear out and ready. My opinion is this: preparation is paramount. If you really want to have a good, strong fishing season, get it off to a good start. And if you wait until, it's March at this point, it's starting to get nice and warm out, and then you're out for the first time peeling the cover off the boat or dusting off the tackle, you might miss those first couple of days instead of getting your tackle ready ahead of time. So a couple of the key things that I'll do at this time of year is we'll start looking hard at things like fishing line, how much line's on my reels, what line needs to be replaced, how much of it do I need, and then I can source it and spool it during a nice cold February evening instead of dealing with it when it's March and nice and I should be fishing. So things like fishing line. Another really important thing that I keep in mind right now is also a consumable in fishing is things like hooks and jig heads. The stuff that you go through lots of, if you're a fly fisherman, you know, I might go through a particular nymph that I'm going to go through a jillion of. Fly guys are generally pretty good about tying flies in the winter, but if you're not tying them, now's the time to start getting those fly boxes squared away, ready to go, so that when season comes, you can hit the water right off the bat. I think it's really important to keep that in mind. Another important thing that I think needs to go on right now is if you're looking at any real travel, and this kind of goes back to when we were talking about Michael Deming from Sportsman's News, if you're looking at travel this year for fishing, whether it be a vacation or an actual fishing trip, something like that, now is for sure the time to be setting those arrangements up. So we film 26 TV shows a year. That's a lot of travel of getting around. A lot of them are in Colorado, but a lot of them are not. And now is when we want to be setting up all that travel. Now is when we want to be figuring out where we're going, where we're staying, how we're going to get there, and timing those trips. Now, here's a little secret that most people don't know about Fishful Thinker Television. We film 26 shows a year. That happens to be pretty close to the number 24. The number 24, or even 25, is how many full and dark moons there are combined over the course of the year. Almost all episodes of Fishful Thinker are filmed on either a full moon or a dark moon. So it depends on what species we're looking for and things like that. But if you're planning travel and all other things are equal, then no problem. Then you have a very easy way to schedule is to do so by, you know, getting the full moon or the dark moon. So if I'm fishing around spawn phase fish, something like that, maybe a spring trip, then I'm always looking at the full moon. That's going to pull a bunch of fish in, things like that. If I'm looking at just a standard fishing trip, summertime fishing trip, and I'm really looking at something like that, then I'm probably going to look at dark moons, because what I don't want is fish that are heavily feeding in the middle of June and they're feeding all night on a full moon when I want to be out there fishing in the daylight. So the timing of your trip can be important. And the farther in advance you plan that trip, the better shot you're going to have that. Another thing is, let's say you're going to Florida, my home state, or Texas, or someplace where you're going to be fishing coastal waters. If you fish around the moon phases and you plan your trips around the moon phases, you have your best shot at catching desirable tides. And anybody that fishes very much around tidal water knows that when you have a really poor tide cycle, the fishing's tough. I don't care who you are. It's very tough. So if you plan it for a good tidal phase, which coincides, the tides are affected by the moon, so it coincides with the moon phase. If you coincide your trips, let's say I'm going to go to Florida for a week and I'm not sure when I'm going to go, plan it around a good moon phase, because you're going to get a good tide phase, and then you're going to get fish that are happy and they want to play your fishing game. So that can be really important as well. Another key thing, if you're planning a trip somewhere, even if it's just to a Colorado fishery, you know, 2 hours from your house, but you're still trying to figure out when you want to get off work or when you want to go, here's another really big thing that will help you with that, is to really look hard at the shad spawn. Do some research, figure out when the gizzard shad are going to spawn. When the gizzard shad spawns, typically going to be sometime in May or June here in Colorado. Typically May, when you look at Kansas, Nebraska type fisheries, could be a little bit later on the west of us. But if you show up and fish during the shad spawn, you're going to have a good opportunity at catching lots of fish. So if anyone's out there watched any of the Fishful Thinker episodes, lots of them are on our YouTube channel now at Fishful Thinker. Of course, we're on World Fishing Network and Altitude Sports as well. A lot of our episodes in Kansas and Nebraska are timed around the shad spawn, and we do that because it's our best chance at showing up, catching fish in one short period of time, typically 6 hours or less, and going home. Well, if I'm Joe Weekend Angler and I'm going to get to plan a trip and I'm only going to have 2 days over a weekend to fish, it sure would be nice to show up when the shad are spawning, and therefore every wiper, walleye, bass, crappie, and everybody else are on the areas where the shad will spawn, because then I know where my fish are and they're much easier to catch. So the timing of your trips can be really important, and the farther in advance that you do that, the better off you are. And it doesn't matter for us what species we're going to catch. We always want to try to time it around some phase that's really good for us. The weather's kind of the micro timing, but we can't plan that a long time in advance. But we can plan to be there on a good moon phase, or a good maybe a bait fish spawn, a known bait fish spawn of some sort or something like that. So the combination of making sure that your consumables, your jig heads and your hooks and your line and everything is ready to go. Maybe now's the time you take your lures out, you know, those early spring jerkbaits. Nate was talking about jerkbait and walleyes. I'll pull the whole box of Berkeley cutters out, check all the hooks, check all the split rings. Same thing with my cold water crankbaits, anything like that. Make sure that they are up to speed so that when, again, that early season comes, you're ready to go. And the other thing that's so important is typically the first couple of trips of the year, you know, when you're talking about bass or walleyes, are those pre-spawn fish, and you have your best shot at catching some of your biggest fish of the year in the early, early season. And so that early season is when you need to be as sharp as you can be. Your skills are probably going to be a little bit rusty, let's just say, because we haven't been doing open water fishing all winter, but that doesn't mean your equipment should be rusty. So take care of your equipment now, and you're going to be happy you did so. That's a really critical thing for us at Fishful Thinker and just me as an angler in general. Tournament guys, same thing. Get your hotels now once the schedules are out. You know, you club tournament guys, whatever. Get your hotels, get your travel planned, get all that stuff taken care of. So that's my 2 cents worth here in February. I'll spend basically the next month getting all of that stuff taken care of and making sure that we're ready to go in and amongst our trips in the field this time of year. So I want to say thank you very much to the Wickstroms, Terry and Karen, for letting us take over this radio station. We've had a great time for the last 2 hours. And I also want to mention that if you'd like to catch up with more of the stuff on Fishful Thinker, you can do that at Fishful Thinker on either at Facebook or on Instagram. Also, at fishfulthinker.com, you can book a guide trip with myself or Dan Swanson or Ronnie Castiglione. If you want to book a guided trip at one of the Northern Colorado fisheries, Horsetooth or Boyd, you can do that at fishfulthinker.com. And so we would love you to do that. And then most importantly these days, guys, we are putting lots and lots and lots of content on the Fishful Thinker YouTube channel. So check that out. We'd appreciate that very much. And punch the subscribe button with while you're there. So thanks very much for listening, guys. We've had a great time this morning on a beautiful Colorado morning here in February. And this has been Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.